Hillsborough in the news, and as it happens, we've got the mayor of Hillsborough, Tom Stevens, joining us on the phone right now for our weekly conversation. Mayor, good to have you on the phone today.
Well, good afternoon, Aaron.
So let's begin by talking about the Confederate flag issue. Now, this is the location where the flag went up along Route 70 is technically just outside, right, the Hillsborough town limit. So this is county property rather than town property, but obviously it's right outside of Hillsborough, and I'm sure everyone in Orange County is certainly thinking about it, but all the more so in Hillsborough where it is. So what are your thoughts on it, and what are the towns?
Well, you're exactly right, Aaron. The flag is right outside the water and sewer boundary, and even the planning jurisdiction, and certainly outside the town boundary. So it's in the totally within the county jurisdiction, but like it is within a few hundred feet of those lines, and feels like it's very much part of the Hillsborough community, and certainly seeing a lot of conversations about that today. My sense is folks are responding in kind of one of three ways. Certainly, there are a number of folks who are bothered. You know, bothered is too light a word. Who some from outrage to distress to really concerned about it, but and just having a negative response. And what can we do? And you certainly hear chatter like, you know, let's put rainbow flags all the way around it. You know, the way that kind of angels would do around the Westboro protesters. And then I think some other folks are saying, you know, we don't need to get into tit for tat and trying to just engage in that way. And in fact, the best response is in many ways just to ignore it. Clearly, the folks who put it up said pretty explicitly that they just wanted to get a rise out of people, and wanted to do that for, you know, a number of reasons we can go over later. And then the third response, I think, is people are looking about, like, what's, you know, what are there legal ways to at least limit the impact of this? And I think it that's probably certainly from a public policy point of view, we absolutely have to protect First Amendment rights of speech. But there is a point where that kind of crosses the line to where it is, you know, very much, you know, kind of in your face. When does it become, this is, you know, what I believe in or stand for, and when does it become intimidation?
So what do you think is the proper response? I have to say, I heard about this, and my first response was to be in camp number one of saying, all right, great, we can just put rainbow flags or Black Lives Matter flags or something that immediately directly responds to it up and down Churton Street and get the message out there. But probably tit for tat is not necessarily the best way to de-escalate a situation. So what are your thoughts, and what can the town do to send the message that this is a welcoming and inclusive community against someone trying to put a Confederate flag out there without escalating the situation further?
Well, and one, I want to be really, really clear. This is it does not represent what I think is the substantial view of people in Hillsborough, which is to be a welcoming, inclusive community. And at one level, there's a response. It's like billboards. You know, if somebody puts up a big billboard, you don't want somebody putting another billboard right next to it to answer it, and somebody doing another billboard. You know, then we have billboard clutter. worst of everything. I think the response is, one, there's the private responses, and I'm sure, and my understanding, there has been folks who are reaching out privately as well as maybe publicly, and talking to folks and families, and I think that's entirely appropriate. Some people may want to make public statements, and I think that's appropriate. I think there is a place to just kind of ignore it. Just don't give it the level of attention. I'm supportive of the county's effort to put some limits. If it were in the town boundaries of Hillsborough, we already have limits on flagpoles. It would be kind of a non-issue. I think my understanding is Orange County is trying to just make sure that their ordinance is very, very, very clear and pass a very, very similar thing. But there's a difference from what's legal and what's right.
Yes.
And this is what it means. I mean, the flag in particular, and other kinds of Confederate iconography can mean many things. The flag, I think genuinely to some people, for right or wrong reasons, really means about heritage, particularly about the family members who fought in the Civil War. It generally means represented kind of about the pop culture of the South. There's some minor meanings about in the military, because so many Southerners were in the military over the years. But the most significant meaning of this battle flag, it was used for a couple of years in the, as a battle flag in the Civil War, but has really been the battle standard for folks who had been opposing civil rights.
Yes.
For almost all of the 20th century. If you Google civil rights Confederate flag, you'll and go to images, you'll see Selma, every place that there were all these civil rights marches and everything. It's the people who were opposed to that, who didn't want the school segregated, were showing their big Confederate flags, and it was kind of in your face. And it is really, it's a reenactment of intimidation. And a reenactment of intimidation when it's not just bullying, but it's when it was deadly for people from Emmett Till on. And so that's where I think it really crosses the threshold of community decency. As I said, when they had the Confederate rally here, you know, you have a right to stick a Confederate flag on the back of your pickup truck and drive down the street, but don't confuse that right with being welcome to do so, because it really, to me, is an act of intimidation that just crosses the threshold of community decency.
Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, and we're talking about the Confederate battle flag, the giant one that just went up outside of town limits. We don't want to be talking about this, but here we are because there it is. So what then tangibly is the town of Hillsborough currently doing, and what can the town do to kind of visually make the point that we are, in fact, a welcoming and inclusive community?
Well, I think that's evolving, Aaron. Again, from a public policy point of view, County Hillsborough in many ways is outside the loop. So it's mostly the responses of community citizens. And I think that's evolving. I'm very interested to hear about the outcome of this meeting tonight. Closely kind of watching what friends and neighbors are saying. I'm certainly speaking today, I'm trying to be very clear that my personal opposition, I think it's just absolutely wrong. So it is unequivocally offensive. But I also encourage community conversations, because I think people need to arrive at that. I'm a guy from Virginia. I was raised in the kind of lost cause mythology, and sometimes it takes a while for that to soak in. I've been studying history for a number of years, and it's the things that I was taught as a child are just kind of not true. But I think it takes a while for us to really recapture what our real history is. And I think that's what we're doing in the process here as a community. And I think we want to be careful with that and be respectful, even when there's actions like this that really I just find offensive.
Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens again, hillsboroughnc.gov is the town's website. Visit hillsboroughnc.com is the community calendar page. And kind of getting back within town limits and talking about events that are going on in and around Hillsborough, there have been a lot of really cool things. You had Nash Fest last weekend, a concert in the park coming up, and a really cool ongoing thing that celebrates history, I think, in the way that it ought to be celebrated and commemorated.
Indeed, Aaron. Nash Fest was an absolute blast. I got to spend part of it every single day of Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Great local music. Our local musicians were really featured in the Nash Fest. And of course, the last Friday was fabulous. So we had a great weekend. And coming up on this Saturday is every year the Durham Symphony Orchestra does a free concert in Hillsborough. It's right downtown behind the Orange County Board of Education. about 3 o'clock, I believe. You can find that on the website. And I understand that they're going to do songs from Star Wars and West Side Story, and it'll be a nice family event and very successful. So come on out for that concert, as well as all kinds of tours and classes and things happening in Hillsboro. Town-wise, you know, it's pretty quiet in terms of meetings as far as town government is concerned. A lot of things happening in the background, working on the reservoir expansion and the bonds and working on the budget. We're still several weeks away before our next meeting in May. Various advisory boards are meeting, but kind of quiet on the legislative government end, but it's always happening. If you want to come and hang out in the restaurants and enjoy the weather and enjoy the music and have fun things. And of course, the Poppy Project is really wonderful. When you come to Hillsboro, the Visitor Center has a World War One living room. And I don't know if you've seen this, Aaron.
I have not yet. No, I need to get up there.
Well, it is essentially furniture. There's a Victrola. I mean, there's an old telephone, but it is very much the furnishings of a home that you would see a 100 years ago, contributed by local folks. There's also quite a number of posters and information about local people and what was happening, some of the local stories. And it's kind of one of those things that you say, okay, here's some nice old furniture, but you realize some of the stories behind this about what life was like that. It was a really just kind of nice exhibit. It is up for the month and worth coming to see. The Garden Club has, in addition to putting up exhibits, has planted poppies in places all around town, at the Visitor Center, at the various pollinator gardens, at Town Hall, and the cemeteries, at the Eagle Lodge right downtown, at Moorfields, at Burwell School. You will see poppies around town. And then there's plant sales, there's author events throughout the year. The next one that's coming up is this Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Orange County Public Library. Jessica Bandel, who's written books and articles about North Carolina history, is going to be talking about North Carolina's role in the Great War. So good time to sort of think about our history. Of course, it's the centennial at the end of World War One, and we're going to be that's going to be a focus for Hillsboro for the entire coming year.
Visit hillsboronc.com for more information on the event calendar. hillsboronc.gov for the town's government page. Hillsboro Mayor Tom Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.